Blog Talk Radio.
I feel just like a kite, but one without a string, one that is floating around. I don't know what tomorrow will bring. I feel just like a bird, but one without a home, one that is floating over endless oceans, empty horizons, no rest in sight. What does it mean when you say you want to be free? Free to sing, free to dance, free to let someone take a glance in a world that's free of me. Then you say you're moving on. Then you say I've got other plans. Oh, 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 girl, oh, you're moving in the wrong direction. Moving in the wrong direction, yeah. You're moving in the wrong direction, so far away from me. You're moving in the wrong direction, moving in the wrong direction, yeah. You're moving in the wrong direction, so far away from me.
Notation of that before we get started. And you may be wondering, if you're new to these studies, what is the Real Talk for Real People show about. It's about the study of God, of Abraham, Isaac, and Yaqub, a bird's eye view, critical analysis, and our assessment, leaving no stone or leaf unturned, and burning the midnight oil, and encouraging you to burn the midnight oil also, because it seems that things are about to go awry. Tonight we're talking about, in our studies, bless and praise his holy name, the 50th chapter, Jeremiah. Not only is that talking about a time in history about Babylon, but also the daughter of Babylon, this Western Hemisphere. And I have good reason to believe that and suggest that because of the fact one of the verses seen and verses 4, when it says the children of Israel shall come, they and the children of Yehuda together, that hadn't happened yet. That suggests and prayers and implies it happened a time, but there's another time for a final judgment. The daughter of Babylon, this Western Hemisphere. That's why these studies are pertinent and important to you, and that you should apply them due diligently, and you should be duty-bound and morally obligated to do no less. Why do people trust in men and look for men for solutions? I don't know. But I do suspect that they may very well be fools, given the history of mankind. The Most High says they're wicked from their very conception. We have a tendency to put our trust in man versus the God of Abraham, Isaac, and Yaqub, whom we should be putting our trust in. There again, that's why these studies are essential to your very essence, your very survival, your very soul restoration, and so on and so forth. So if you're putting your trust in men, there will be a foolhardy endeavor, given man is wicked from his very conception. And for some men, a lie ain't nothing for them to tell, truth be told. And you may be wondering, Yom Suf Arif, who is the we you made reference to? Well, as I pointed out to you, our point sister won't be on tonight. She's got some personal business to attend to. But Sister Yehudi, another one of our sisters from Detroit, Michigan, she had a unique way of using the Most High Word as a template and looking at life through those very lenses and making the right application. And she's been doing it for quite a long time. Also, Cartrell from New York City. Cartrell knows the Psalms quite well. During two periods of his life, he utilized the Psalms. He trusted in the Most High. When he was 14 years old, he was feeling some sort of way he wanted to cash it all in. Went to the Most High in prayer and supplication, and he is today as we speak. Also, when he was a young man going into the work environment, Cartrell is a carpenter, or was, but he didn't realize that he would have to go up heights because New York City has a lot of high towers. And he found out he had trepidations towards heights. There again, he trusted in the Most High, went to the Psalms, and utilized it. Asked the Most High to overcome his fears, and the Most High did so for 30 years. Not only do these things apply to Cartrell, only because he activated a plan, not because he was something special. He would tell you. Because he didn't just study about it, he did about it. It's one thing to study about the Most High. It's a whole other matter to do about the Most High. And Cartrell and Sister Yehudi have been good about doing about the Most High. That's why they are on with us tonight, to help ensure and facilitate your studies. because they know it's more than just talk, talking loud and seeing nothing. It's about the doing also. Praise the Most High and bless His holy name. So without further ado, I will bring Sister Yehudi on. Sister Yehudi, may the Most High bless you. Your mic is hot. Shalom.
Shalom, shalom. Good to be here. Good to be here. And I have myself on mute. But thank you for that introduction. I appreciate that. I'm still learning. I'm humble because we're ever learning until the day we die. And I appreciate the platform that you have provided. And I'm excited and anxious to get to Jeremiah 50.
Thank you, sister. Good to have you back. Now, Katriel from New York City. Katriel, may the Most High bless you. Your mic is hot. Shalom.
Shalom, shalom, family. All praise to the Holy One of Israel, the God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob. How y'all doing? Good to hear your voice.
Doing good, brother. How you doing?
I'm doing very well. Watching Babylon fall. Got these women in the uproar.
Man, oh, you're talking about Roe versus Wade.
Oh, yeah, Roe versus Wade.
Roe v. Wade. Yeah, man.
Well.
They done hit a hornet's nest, man, with that.
Hallelujah.
Mm-hmm.
They wanted Donald Trump. They got him.
Oh, yeah.
They got what they wanted.
I don't think he finished, neither.
Not if he got any say in the matter.
But it's amazing to watch. You know.
Yeah, it is. Could have been you and me, Kajue. We'd be still hanging on the White House lawn. But when you're a universal white race supremacist, that's part of the privilege.
Yeah, man. It's what it is.
Yeah.
But you got like two opposing forces, because there's women out there that's so happy that they overturned it.
Yeah.
Oh, they hot. They hot. Well,
there's a lot of females out there that are glad that it's overturned because there's a lot of reasons. But it is what it is. I ain't gonna say too much about it.
Yeah. That's their problem. That's their problem.
Yeah.
It ain't mine.
And they have the problem because they're not codified by Yah, right?
Exactly.
They're leaning on their own understanding.
Exactly. All right. Let's lean on the Most High. Let's get
that's
codified.
Better. Thank
what's
you,
Yahshua. What's that, Sister Yehudi?
I said, thank you, Yahshua. Let's get down to work.
Yes, ma'am. Let's get down to business. Jeremiah chapter 50. And this is a very lengthy, the Most High has something against Babylon and the daughter of Babylon. This is one of the most lengthy subject matters that is being discussed here. And the word that Yah spoke. Yeah, go ahead.
This is a buildup, right? Because the Most High been judging us all along. And then he turned his attention to, who was the first one he turned his attention to? Boaz. Then Ammon, then Esau, then Ishmael, then Elam, and he left the final one for the big boys.
Exactly.
Because Babylon represents the culmination of nations. That's what they want to get back to, that one world order that Nimrod established. So that phrase Babylon is a phrase that applies to an empire that existed, but the Most High smashed them long ago. But the principles of that empire people are trying to revise.
It's
called a one world order. One language, one religion. But it ain't happening.
No. But it appears to be, gotcha, and you're right. You're so correct. In olden time, it was about that ancient Babylon. But as I said, and I used the justification for saying it, in verse 4 of 50, because this hasn't happened yet. So, this is a futuristic Babylon, a daughter of Babylon, because it says, when this do happen, the children of Israel shall come, they and the children of Yehuda together. That hadn't happened yet. So it goes to suggest, imply, and infer this: there was an ancient time, And there's a modern version of Babylon, that New World Order. But Cartrell?
Yes.
In the ancient time, when the Most High talk about a nation from the north, he was talking about the Persian, Cyrus the Great, broke him up.
Mm-hmm.
So let's get started. The word of Yah spoke against Babylon, against the land, the new world, the old world order, against the land of Chaldean by Jeremiah the prophet. Declare among nations, proclaim and set up a standard, proclaim, do not conceal it. Say, Babylon is taken. Babylon, one of her gods, is shamed. Moradak, one of her gods, is broken in pieces, and her many other gods are humiliated. Her images, America like that, ain't it? Her images are broken in pieces. For out of the north, as I said, Cyrus the Great, a nation comes up against her, which shall make her land desolate. No one shall dwell therein. They shall move, they shall depart, both men and that old Babylon has never been rebuilt. Never, as the Most High indicated. In those days, which is in Iraq, in those days, in that time, says the Elohim. And this is what you know, this is a futuristic flip over. The children of Israel shall come. They and the children of Yehuda together, because they've got their minds right. What are they doing? Continual weeping, they shall come and seek Yah, their Elohim. They shall ask the way to Zion with their faces toward it, saying, come, let us join ourselves, unite, gather ourselves together to the Elohim in a perpetual, never-ending covenant that will not be forgotten. And Yah said he's going to give us that. They know that, these people.
So,
go ahead, Kadri.
There's some interesting things that's being said here.
Right.
Because this time hasn't come yet, like you said, the children of Israel. They will come, and the children of Judah together. And we're so discombobulated, divided. It's incredible. And we're out there trying to gather our people in command, in obedience to the commands that the Most High gave us. And Ima Hadora is right on point. Because Yah said, how are we going to come back? They will go in their way weeping. Your book says continually. And they will seek Yah, their Elohim, which our people should be doing as of now. They will inquire concerning Zion. How many of our people are concerned, asking about Zion? None. We don't even know about Zion.
No.
Okay. But we're going to be aware.
Padre, I'm glad to reemphasize the description of how we're coming. Not with our chest poked out, not braggadocious. Not talking loud and saying nothing, but in humility, crying together, men and women and children alike, humble before the Most High. I like that.
Yes. They will inquire concerning Zion. How many of our people know about Zion? Not too many. I know Lauryn Hill sang about Zion. Maybe some of our people got the clue.
Right.
With their faces turned towards it. That's why we pray towards Zion. Where the temple is, right? They used to eat, supposed to say a prayer to you. Saying, come, this is what we say now, right, Yamsu? And join yourselves to Yah. What? In an everlasting covenant. Because the everlasting covenant that he gave our fathers is broken. We have to make a new covenant, which is everlasting, that we are not going to break.
Right.
Because they said, that will not be forgotten, because we forgot the last covenant. Our people don't even know we had a covenant with the creator of the universe.
Right.
They run around talking about Jesus and Muhammad.
You better believe it.
No, it's true. It's not even a joke. I got more churches in Mount Vernon, 461, than we got square miles.
Exactly.
461 churches, man.
Many idols.
And you can't bring them out of it either.
Mm-hmm.
Can't tell them the truth. They don't want to hear it.
No. They kid you.
Why? Because the next verse tells it all.
And what does it say? My people have been lost sheep.
Mm-hmm.
Their shepherds, their leaders have led them astray. They have turned them away on the mountains. They have gone from mountain to hill. They have forgotten their resting place. All who found them have devoured them. the adversaries said, we have not offended because they have sinned against the Elohim. What we're doing against these Negroes is not sinning. Ain't no offense because they sinned against the Elohim, the habitation of justice. The Elohim, the hope of their fathers. That's why we're doing what we're doing to them. Move for the
men. Yeah, my book reads different from yours.
Okay, read yours for me.
It says, all who found them have devoured them. Yeah,
exactly.
T.D. Jake, Creflo, Dollar, Minister Farrakhan. Y'all leading our people astray.
Reverend Ike.
You ain't telling them nothing about Zion or the Holy Hills. And our people are wandering from every mountain to every hill. We have forgotten our resting place. That's why we have no rest, right?
Right.
Exactly. It says that adversaries say we are not guilty because they have sinned against Yahweh, the habitation of righteousness, even Yah, the hope of their fathers. So that lets you know our enemies know exactly who we are, and they feel like they can do anything and everything they want to do because they know we're under that curse. And they were here to punish us.
Right.
Right?
But not to
so they
the
say they're not guilty. Anytime
but
we hang y'all, throw y'all in jail. Huh?
But obviously, contrary, not to the degree that ancient Babylon done to us, and not certainly to the degree this new daughter of Babylon have done to us. Okay?
Well, we're talking about in those days and at that time.
Right.
Right?
Mm-hmm.
So people try to claim that this prophecy was fulfilled, that Israel's reestablished as a nation, they came back from their dysphoria. But where's Israel? You talking
right.
about you Jewish, where's Israel?
Okay, where's Benjamin? Where's the
right.
Levites that came with
right.
Yehuda? Okay,
exactly.
Where's Priestly, Asher?
Priestly
where's thing. Asher? Where's Gad? Where's Reuben? Members of the
Most I didn't just say Judah, did he?
Yeah, no. Said they would come together.
Uh-huh.
What part of together they don't understand? So some may write somewhere or somebody lying somewhere.
Oh, yeah.
Okay? And you know what the Most High says to us, Kytrio? He says, move from the midst of Babylon. In some sense of the word, you can't actually move, but you can move away from them. You can move, separate yourself from them. See, we want to be integrated with our oppressors. We want the 14th Amendment, the 13th Amendment, and really ain't amended anything. The gay rights movement, where we lead the parades. That's what we want. The Most High
listen,
said,
listen.
Right.
I saw on the news, right? They talk about this Roe versus Wade thing. And
okay.
there are states that allow and protect women that want to get abortions.
New York
they
is
showed,
one. Yeah, New York
yeah,
is one.
They show two white women in rainbow-colored jackets escorting
right.
a sister to the abortion clinic.
Oh, for real?
For her safety.
Oh, for real?
I mean, a picture says 1,000 words, man. And when I saw that, it kind of like, wow.
And
leading
sister,
out people.
And his
well,
sister told me confused about everything.
Her.
Yeah.
Wait a minute. They were exporting her because of what? Repeat that last part.
She went to this abortion clinic in a state where
okay.
it's legal. Mm-hmm. And because Roe versus Wade was overturned, they feel that women going to these clinics, no matter where they are, they need protection. So they had two white women dressed in gay. You know how construction workers wear that vest? These
mm-hmm.
vests they had on were the rainbow colors.
Mm-hmm.
And one of them was on each side of the system. They escorted her from her car to the clinic to get her abortion.
Mm-hmm.
But truth be told, as you said, a picture worth 1,000 words, they don't want to have a baby anyway. They want in their camp.
Okay.
Right.
Right.
But I'm saying
right.
with the gay flags on and them leading our sister to the abortion clinic to get her baby aborted.
Mm-hmm.
Just imagine that picture, man. Can you see that picture?
Yeah, I can see it. I can see it.
Yeah.
But that's why the Most High said, move from the midst of Babylon.
Oh,
go
yeah.
out of the land of the Chaldeans, if you can, and be like the rams before the flocks. For behold, I will raise and cause to come up against Babylon, and certainly the daughter
right.
of Babylon, an assembly of great nations from the north country. They shall raise themselves against her, for there she should be captured. Their arrows should be like those of an expert warrior. None shall return, their arrows shall return in vain. The Chaldean shall become plunder. All who plunder her shall be satisfied, says the Elohim. Because you were glad, because you rejoiced, you destroyer of my heritage. You were glad when you was mistreating my people and destroying them. The destroyer of my heritage, which is Yaqub. Because you have grown fat like a heifer, threshing the grain, misusing and abusing and dominating my people. You bellow like bulls. Your mother shall be ashamed. She who bore you shall be ashamed. Behold, the least of nations shall be a wilderness, dry land and a desert, because of the wrath of the Elohim. She shall not be inhabited. And certainly, ancient Sodom and Gomorrah isn't inhabited, but she shall be wholly desolate, and certainly it is. Everyone who goes by Babylon shall be horrified. And certainly if you walk by there, drove by there, you'd be horrified. And hiss at her plates. Because they were a cruel, torturous people. You know, Cottrell, last night after the show, I went, you know, like you go, and I wanted to see images of Yehuda and King Yehu. And I saw Hebrew Israelites, Yehuda, being slayed and tortured and so on and so forth. I saw them being flayed alive. And they didn't look like hook nosed folks over there. They're pretending to be us. They look like us. They had curly nap hair. They had curly beards. Cause you could juxtaposition them to the Babylonians. And although the Babylonians look somewhat remotely like us, there is a difference in texture in the Babylonians' hair, and different in textures in those rock. Pharmaceutical of indicating Yehudites. A big difference. And
well, all our captivities were pretty cool.
Right, they were.
The Assyrians, I think the Babylonians got it from the Assyrians. They would take their captives' eyes out. And we know that happened to King Zedekiah, right?
Right.
And they would castrate you.
Yeah. But they had our brothers and sisters' heads stacked up like they was totem poles.
Yep, heads, hands. He used to cut the enemy's hands off and his feet off.
Yep.
And make a count.
So they're just like this modern-day daughter of Babylon, universal white race supremacy. What was that king of Belgium? What was his name? Went over to the Congo and doing rubber. Yeah, Leopold went over to Congo and was cutting them folks' hands off and whatnot and so on and so forth. Such cruelty displayed against us. Well, they got to have an amendment that they don't really under because they got warehouses full of amendments. But so it seems, but they don't do any good. They're talking about getting rid of, the gay organization. Well, I ain't got no problem with that. But that amendment, 14th Amendment, you better watch out now.
It's on the chopping block, huh?
Yeah. We up next somewhere down the line.
No. They already working on that. They're already working on that.
Oh, yeah. You better get away. You better get away. He says, put yourselves in array against Babylon all around. All you who bend the bow, shoot at her. Spare no arrows. But she offended against the Elohim. How did she mistreated his people? She was supposed to use as punishment against people, not this innate cruelty and hatred. Just like in this Western Hemisphere, this daughter of Babylon, universal white race supremacy. She has given her hand. Her foundation has fallen. Her walls are thrown down. But it is the vengeance of the Elohim. Take vengeance on her. As she has done, just like universal white race supremacy, this Western Hemisphere, this daughter of Babylon, so do to her. Cut off the soul from Babylon. Okay, go ahead.
Again, I have to bring to your attention that the Most High describes these great and mighty nations in a masculine or feminine form.
As she has done.
Okay. So universal white racist supremacy is no different, are they?
No different. No different.
Because they're the daughter of Babylon.
Daughter
right?
of Babylon.
And what represents America? Don't the Statue of Liberty represent America?
Exactly.
So, yeah, I see them in the feminist on the feminist side. They think they're so macho, mighty, military. Most are saying, nah. You just daughters to me.
Well, one day they're going to be singing this song with the village people. Macho, macho man, I want to be a macho man. And they ain't going to be.
And you know the greatest fear of universal white racist supremacy, right? What they've done to other people is going to happen to them. That's why America is on to the teeth right now.
But it ain't going to help them.
No, it's not going to help them.
Right, it's not going to help them.
No.
It's a cut off the sword from Babylon. Thank you, Contra. Cut off the sword.
And how many swords are aimed at Babylon? You got Rocket Man, Kim Jong-un. You got Vladimir Putin. And how many other nations aiming missiles and rockets at the daughter of Babylon?
Hey, look here. Let me tell you something, bro. I don't think South Korea is totally in love with America. I don't think Japanese. I don't think. See, Japanese. Let me tell you something about Japanese people. Now they were portray humility and so. But let me tell you something. Them Japanese ain't forgot Nagasaki and Hiroshima. Okay. And if they can get some licks in. When it's going down, they're going to get some in, too, okay?
And what about China?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, China waiting. China ready to throw the first blow. And gloss them off. Who damn? They ready to throw the first two blows.
How many arrows is pointing at the daughter of Babylon?
Many other nations. Many other nations. Especially Ishmael.
Okay.
Ishmael can't stand them.
Oh, yeah.
Cut off the sword from Babylon. Let him who handled the sickle at harvest time, for fear of the oppressing sword. Everyone should turn, everybody in this Western Hemisphere culture, this daughter of Babylon, when it comes, the Irishman going to get ghosts, the Australian going to get ghosts, the Japanese, Chinese, Ishmael going to get ghosts, because this is what they did in the old time. What it says? For fear of the oppressing sword. Everyone should turn to his own people. Everyone should flee to his own land. Go ahead, Katrina.
So you live by the sword, you die by the sword.
You better believe it.
Most times going to turn Babylon's sword on his own head. And what he's doing. All these people got these guns, mass shootings. Over 200 mass shootings, and we ain't even halfway through the year?
Crazy, brother. It is crazy.
Yeah, most are turning their sword on their own head.
It's true. Israel is like a scattered sheep. That's what we are, then and now. The lions have driven him away. First, the king of Assyria devoured him. Now, at last, this Nebuchadnezzar, king of Babylon, has broken his bones. They were broken then. They certainly appear to be broken now, because our fingers certainly are broken. Therefore, thus says Yahweh.
That's kind of funny. I mean, interrupt you, but
he called
Babylon and the city of lions, right?
Right.
But he describes them as sheep, Babylon sheep. And then he describes us as what? Lost sheep. We're not even lions. We try to act like we lions. Mm-hmm. So I said, y'all ain't nothing but lost sheep, Israel.
Right.
We're walking around with the lion's paw. No, you a sheep, brother.
With broken
lost
bones.
Lost sheep.
Exactly.
With broken bones. And the lions are hunting us.
Exactly. Certainly our country and the daughter of Babylon is Western Hemisphere, universal white race supremacy. Therefore, thus said the Elohim of hosts, Yah of Israel, behold, I will punish the king of Babylon and his land. As I have punished the king of Assyria, I will bring back Israel to his home. And that is yet to come. Those 10 tribes.
Praise Yah.
Praise Yah. He shall feed on Carmel and Bashan. His soul should be satisfied on Mount Ephraim, his region, in Gilead, his region. In those days, in that time, says the Elohim, the iniquity of Israel shall be salt. But there will be, they ain't going to be doing no. Y'all going to be looking, the point fingers at us, but you ain't going to find nothing. Because we going to be codified with the Most High. You're going to be looking for excuses like you did. like you did in the daughter of Babylon and like you did in ancient Babylon. You were looking for excuses to justify your ill treatment of us. And you're going to look for it again, but you won't find it, says the Most High. The sins of Yahuwah.
So their excuse for doing what they do to us, we read it earlier. We're not guilty because they have sinned against the God of their fathers. That's what they said earlier, right?
Exactly. Exactly. Excuses. Just like they always look for excuses in this treatment.
You continue to oppress Yah's people, and the Most High has already forgiven their guilt, then that makes you guilty.
Bingo. And he says, thank you, Kadja, the sins of Yehuda, the other three tribes, the Levites, Benjamin, and Yehuda, they should not be found. You ain't going to find them on them. For I will pardon those whom I preserve. I'm going to pardon them. So stop trying to look for things to pardon. They stupid. They don't keep their neighborhoods clean. They don't know how to work on a job. They don't know how to deal with one another. They loud. They stubborn. They just ignorant as they want to be. I can't. They smell. They look like monkeys. Well, let me tell you something about this monkey thing before I go further. Before you criticize us of looking like monkeys, let me tell you what a monkey look like. Shave his hair off. Shave the hair off a monkey. That ain't the color of a monkey. Shave his hair off. What do he look like? Send him up. All right, let's go. The land.
Can I say something with that?
Yes, go on.
Because if we was ugly monkeys, why was you raping our women?
Yeah. 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 And we were so much monkeys.
And why didn't women be chasing our men?
Exactly. I guess they were bestiality then, right? They love beasts. And we were animals and monkeys, as they said. Go up against the land of Marathaim, against it, and against the inhabitants of Pekah. Waste and utterly destroy her, says the Elohim. He's not sparing her. He's not going to spare the daughter of Babylon either. And do according to all that I have commanded you. A sound of battle is in that land, and of great destruction. And the hammer of the whole earth has been cut apart and broken. How Babylon
I'm sorry.
Hmm?
Babylon in ancient time wasn't the hammer of the whole earth.
No.
Who is the police officer, the hammer of the whole earth now? Universal white racist supremacy.
White race supremacy. And here's what people don't understand. Katria, universal white race supremacy knows no borders, knows no boundaries, respects no laws, or they have warehouses of them. And they are everywhere. They are in the World Health Organization, the World Bank, and so on and so forth. They are universal. That's why I call them that name, universal. They are not confined to just these United States of America. Although,
oh, no.
These United States of America has been its greatest exporter, but they're simply not confined here. They have an outpost. They have an outpost in Israel. Okay.
Well, we've seen what the damage they've done worldwide. They control
exactly.
Nations. They determine who's going to be the leader of this nation or that nation, which nation's going to be
exactly.
Rich, which nation's going to be poor. But in this verse that we just read, how the hammer of the whole earth, what happened to him, is cut apart and broken.
Right.
And that's what we're
exactly.
witnessing with our eyes. Roe versus
exactly.
Wade. Now you got the women in the uproar. You got all kind of splits in the Republican and Democratic Party. These people are trying to overturn their own constitution. The hammer is broken. Split
yep.
apart.
Exactly. But he, you know what, Cartier, I was thinking, and it slipped my mind about something I was going to say in reference to something you said. It'll come back to me. That's why I'm an elder. It slips your mind sometimes.
Get a notepad, write it down.
How Babylon, thank you. How Babylon had become a desolation among the nations. I've laid a snare for you. I've indeed trapped, O Babylon.
Mm-hmm.
You were not aware. You have been found and also caught. You wouldn't even know you found and caught because you have contended against the Elohim. Yes, universal white race supremacy contends against the Most High. They think they are supreme. Yah has opened his armory has brought out the weapons of his indignation. He has opened his armory. For this
is
the work of Yah. Right. This is the work of Yah Elohim of hosts in the land of Chaldeans. Come against her from the farthest border. Open her storehouses. Cast her up as a heap of ruins. Destroy her utterly. Let nothing of her be left. Slay all her bulls. Let them go down to the slaughter. Woe to them, for that day has come, the time of their punishment, the voice of those who flee and escape from the land of Babylon. Declare in Zion, the vengeance of the Elohim, Ayah, the vengeance of his
people.
Praise Yah. Call together the archers against Babylon. All you who bend the bow and camped against it all around, let none of them escape. Repay her according to her work, according to all she has done due to her, for she has been proud against the Elohim, against the Holy One of Israel. Therefore, her young men shall fall in the streets, and all her men of war shall be cut off that day, says the Elohim. Behold, I am against you, O most haughty one, says the Elohim, Yah of hosts, for your day has come. The time that I will punish you, the most proud shall stumble and fall. Donald J. Trump, no one will rise him up. I will kindle a fire in the cities. I will devour all around him. Thus said Yah of hosts. The children of Israel, the 10 tribes, were oppressed. Y'all oppressed him. That's like in this modern day. Daughter of Babylon, universal white race supremacy, along with the three child children of Yehuda. All who took them captive held them fast. And certainly didn't they do that then? And certainly didn't they do that now? Didn't they get rid of Marcus Garvey? Hell no, we ain't letting these Negroes go. Oh, we got a 14th Amendment for you. We got a 13th Amendment for you. Ain't going to do you much good, but it looks pretty on paper. Held them fast. And we're held fast because we're socially engineered and conditioned.
They erased all our memory of our past. They erased all the memory of who we are. They erased all the wisdom of our fathers. And like you said, socially engineered. What do we learn? Christopher Columbus.
Right.
Plato, Aristotle, Socrates. We don't know nothing about ourselves. We're American. We're black. We're colored. We're Negro.
Right.
What are we? Who are we?
For America. All kind of nonsense. In Cartrell, it says, they have refused to let them go. But Yah says their Redeemer is strong. Yah of hosts is his name. Let me tell you who I am. Yah of hosts is his name. He will thoroughly plead their case, that he may give rest to the land and disquiet the inhabitants of Babylon. A sword is
different.
How do yours read?
It says he will thoroughly plead our cause, talking about Israel and Judah, that
right.
he may give rest to the earth and
right.
disquiet the inhabitants of Babylon.
Well, as soon as you get rid of universal right, race, supremacy, you do get rest to the
yeah.
earth. A sword is against the Chaldeans, says Yah, against the because that, contrary, fellow students, universal right, race, supremacy never should have been. Never. Never should have been a concept, but we dropped the ball, and here we are. Against the inhabitants of Babylon, and against her princesses and her wise men, a sword is against the soothsayer, and there's a lot of I told y'all now, there's a lot of witchcraft and sorcery in ancient Babylon, and there's a lot of witchcraft and sorcery in universal white race supremacy, daughter of Babylon. But they will be fools. A sword against that mighty man. They got the United States Army, Navy, Air Force, Marine, Coast Guard, and so on. They even got the Boy Scout, okay? But the Most High said they got the Boy Scout, too, and the Girl
Space
Scout.
Space Force.
Yeah, Space Force. But y'all said, I got something for you. A sword against their horses, their tanks, their man carriers and aeroplanes and against their chariots and against all the mixed people who are in our midst. There's a lot of mixed people under the universal white race supremacy. They will become like
a melting pot.
A melting pot. But the most high said
they're LGBTQ, and they will become like women, and they will become like women. Yeah, they allow LGBTQ in the military, don't they?
Exactly. Don't ask, don't tell. I ain't got to ask. I see you switching and swatching. We ain't got to ask you. I see you, girl. You stand up like you got some testicles. Okay, I ain't got to ask you nothing. The sword against her treasures, and will be robbed. They will be robbed. A drought is against their waters. And what's high said, there's going to be a whole lot of Flint, Michigans. And they will be dried up. But it's a land of carved images. Certainly it was then, and certainly on the universal right race, they got a lot of carved images. They got crosses. They got statues. They got Lady Liberty. They got eagles in the White House. They got a whole lot of carved images.
And they wanted Donald Trump.
Yeah.
And they mad that they're taking the Confederate ones down.
Yeah. And they are insane with their idols. And they are insane in love with their idols. Aren't they, Contrail?
Yeah. They're taking them Confederate statues and putting them in a museum.
They are insane with their idols. Therefore, the wild beast shall dwell there with the jackals, the ostriches, shall dwell in it, for it shall be inhibited no more. This Western Hemisphere shall be inhibited no more forever, nor shall it be dwelt in from generation to generation. As Yah overthrew and he sees the ancient Babylon and his this futuristic universal white race supremacy Babylon, a view that is Sodom and Gomorrah, as Yah overthrew Sodom and Gomorrah. And certainly, he has some good reason to join the gay parade.
What?
And that neighbors. Yeah, go ahead, Kanye.
He didn't overthrow ancient Babylon like Sodom and Gomorrah, did he?
No. Uh-uh.
He's talking about this one.
This one.
Because ancient Babylon wasn't overthrown like Sodom and Gomorrah.
Right, he's going to
obliterate
obliterate this one.
Mm-hmm.
And he overthrew Sodom and Gomorrah. He obliterated. And their neighbor says, the Elohim, Colorado, oh Canada, and Mexico. So no one shall reside there, nor son of man dwell in it. Behold, a people shall come from the north again, a great nation, and many kings shall be raised up from the ends of the earth. They shall hold the bow and the lance. They are cruel and shall show no mercy. Their voice shall roar like
Vladimir Putin.
You better, and the Chinese. And hey, then they'll throw in the little rocket man just for good measures.
Oh, yeah.
Let me get him. They shall ride on horses, set in array like a man for battle. Against you, O daughter. Oh, he makes mention of her now. O daughter of Babylon. The king of Babylon has heard the report about them. His hand grow feeble as a result. Anguish has taken hold of him as a result. Pains of the woman in childbirth as a result. Behold, he shall come up like a lion from the floodplains of the Jordan. Against the dwelling place of the strong, and they are strong. Let's be honest about it. But I will make them suddenly run away, Yah says, from her. And who is a chosen man that I may appoint? I don't need no man. Well, Yah is making reference. I don't need no man to handle my business. He said, over her. For who is like me? I can handle this. Who will reign me? Nobody can. And who is that shepherd who would withstand me? Nobody can. So Yah said, I'm going to take care of it. Y'all sit back. Have some popcorn and relax. Therefore, hear the counsel of the Elohim that he has taken against Babylon and daughter of Babylon. His purposes that he has proposed against the land of the Chaldeans, surely the least of the flock shall draw them out. Surely he will make their dwelling place desolate with them. At the noise of the taking of Babylon, the earth trembles. The whole earth will tremble when the daughter of Babylon, universal white race, gets hers. and the cry is heard among the nations. Praise Yah. It's a day to behold.
Praise Yah.
It's a day to behold. Bless His heart. And Yah said, put aside your little bow and arrows, your little slingshots. You ain't King Dawid. I got you. I don't need your help. When I need you, I need you. But I don't need you. I'm going to handle this. Everybody going to know it's me that's handling this. Ain't gonna be no question. Who doing all that to the daughter of Babylon? Ain't gonna be no question. Y'all say, I got that. I'm gonna show y'all something. I'm gonna show them something. As ancient Babylon mistreated my people, and what goes around coming around, this daughter of Babylon, they think they're gonna get away. They think they're gonna get away from the lynching, the rapes, the murders, and so on and so forth. They're not gonna get away. That's what y'all said. And all nations gonna know. All nations, all those exported universal white race supremacists, they gonna know too. Okay? I'm not playing. I'm gonna show y'all something. Y'all ain't no universal nothing. Y'all ain't supreme nothing. I'm supreme. I'm gonna show you something. I'm sick of you. Run around here just cause you white, you think you better than somebody. You got a right to mistreat my people. You got a right to lynch, murder, and treat them in any old messy old tacky old way. But I'm going to show y'all. Y'all think this is a game? I don't need nobody to handle my business. Y'all said, I'm going to handle my business. Now everybody going to know about it. Ain't going to be no secret. Just like it told Jeremiah, proclaim. Don't tell everybody that you know. Tell everybody. But everybody going to see it when the Most High deals with this daughter of Babylon, with a homosexuality, with a lesbianism, feminism, with a white male supremacy and patriarchal system, with their prostitution of our women, with the drug addiction of our communities, with the systematic poverty in our community, systematic violence in our communities, with their putting guns in our communities to kill ourselves because our thinkers are broken. Y'all say, I see what you're doing. I see what tricks you're playing. But the same way you treated my people, be assured of one fact, what goes around comes around. Just like in ancient Babylon, you daughter of Babylon, universal white race supremacy in this Western Hemisphere, I got a ticket for you, and I'm about to give it to you. And he don't need any one of us in the way. We need to stay out of the way and do some get right, get our attitudes like our ancient, matter of fact, futuristic. Come crying to the Most High. Come in humility. Come together. That's why we said, go to YahWillGatherUs.us. Go to the site. Because you want to shed some tears. Okay? And you don't have to unify together, whether you want to or not. It is said, Yamsu, come by yourself crying. Contrary, you something special. Come by yourself crying. Sister Hootie, you come on by yourself. I love you, baby. You something special. He said, no, all y'all special to me. Now y'all gonna get right together. So if y'all don't understand the concept of nation, divided we stand, united we fall, we came here together and we gonna lead together. There ain't nobody special. The Most High said, you all dirty. You gonna come in humility. Not no hardiness. I don't need your help to do nothing. I got this. But you need to get you need to be doing something. You need to be getting your minds right. You need to be unified. You need to be crying out to the Most High. You need to cry out to the Most High together, man, woman, and child. You need to unite together. You need to love on one another instead of treating each other tacky, trashing, or terroristic, and sometimes killing one another if you feel like. Ain't there one of y'all special says the Most High. All your kings, your princesses, your Levitical priests, your high priests, your elders, your young folks, your children, all y'all going to be coming looking for me, and you're going to come the right way. But you ain't going to come the way you want to come. You're going to come the way I tell you to come. But yes, you ain't going to get here. Stop all that nonsense. And get your minds right. Get close to the Most High. We love you. Cartrell, Sister Hootie, and now Sister Abia has made a present appearance. Y'all, Mike Todd, praise the Most High. I guess I Oh, he's over there. God, yeah, yeah. Stop, God, yeah. Don't you get on that, Mike.
What happened now? I was on mute. There was some noise.
Yeah, I thought I heard the police in your area.
No, that's the Bronx, man. That's the Bronx.
That's over here in this area.
Oh, well, yeah, I should have known that was Abby. I brought off. Because we didn't hear the popo until we got to the Bronx.
Shalom, family. I told you I'd make it here.
Shalom, Abby. Good to have you back, sir.
Yeah, I don't know if she heard this chapter. But y'all's laying out his plan for the future.
Oh, yeah, I got back in time to hear it.
And what a powerful chapter. Because if
yes,
we really study what this chapter is saying, we're seeing everything that this chapter says right before our eyes. Yah is furious with the daughter of Babylon. And he said he's going to drop their waters, set fire to their cities. Their sons are going to be shooting themselves. I mean, killing themselves in the streets. The men gonna be like women. He gonna blow them up like Sodom and Gomorrah. He's talking about how proud they are. What's the mantra for the LGBT community?
Just like you said, we see that right now going on.
Exactly.
They say gay pride, right? Gay pride. Mm. And that pride that they got is corrupting Yah's people. And Yah knows it. Our people don't realize it because he said we lost sheep. We think we are on their level, but these people are devouring us. But Yah categorized them in the feminine term. Babylon, she, the nations, you know, he describes her wise men and shows the importance of women to a nation, not just our nation, but every nation. The feminine principle is what rules. That's why people say the motherland, right? So these nations, most times focused on their women, and you can see the women of Babylon today, they've been stirred up, haven't they?
Yeah.
Yeah, man. And we know that the Most High speaks in code because he mentions the daughter of Babylon, then he goes right back to Babylon. And we know he didn't do this to ancient Babylon. He didn't blow them up like Sodom and Gomorrah. And he didn't do these things that he said he would do to ancient Babylon, bring back Judah and Israel. So we see that the Most High got names and things that he calls to let you know that he speaks in codes. And it's up to us to figure it out. So who is the daughter of Babylon? And what is this prophecy applied to? And if you look, you can see we in these times, in that day and in that time. So it's quite a message that the Most High has given. 38, he said, a drought is on her waters. If you look out west, they got all kind of rivers and lakes and things drying up. They said it's going to be a water war, and they will be dried up. But it is a land of grave and graven image. They don't know why these waters are drying up. It's as a result of all their idols. What does he say about their idols? They are mad over their idols. They even got a show, American Idol. Therefore, wild animals of the desert with the wolves will dwell there. Ostriches will dwell therein. And it will be inhabited no more forever, not by man. Neither will it be lived there from generation to generation. Everybody, a mother and father from around the planet trying to get to America, the land of the free, the home of the brave. But they're going to be totally disappointed. Because the Most High said, as when Elohim overthrew Sodom and Gomorrah and his neighbor cities, says Yah, so no man will dwell there. Neither will any son of man live therein. This is an amazing chapter. Praise God. I talked a lot about it, but I'd like to hear some other comments here.
Really no need to comment. Y'all broke it down just like it was, that's for sure. You see everything that's going on. You see it happening, just like y'all was started talking about the LGBT and all that today, and abortion rights, all of it. Everything is happening.
The 20th verse is so important, really, from 18 to 20. It says, therefore, Yah hopes, Elohim of Israel says, behold, I will punish the king of Babylon and his land, as I have punished the king of Assyria, which he did, and I will bring Israel again to his pasture, and he will feed on Carmel and Bashan. His soul shall be satisfied on the hills of Ephraim and in Gilead. It don't sound like they're going to war with anybody, right, when they go back. So they claim that, you know, the Most High fulfilled this prophecy, but there's still war and tension in that land. Matter of fact, they say that that land may trigger World War III. But anyway, the 20th verse says, in those days, what days? And at that time, what time, y'all? The iniquity of the of Israel will be sought for, and there will be none. Why? It ain't because somebody sacrificed themselves on a cross. Also, the sins of Yehuda, they won't be found. So Israel's sins are going to be forgiven as well as Israel. For I, why? For I, Yah, will pardon them whom I leave as a remnant. And I know your book read a little different, Yamsun. It didn't say remnant, but the Most High says here, remnant. And it's funny, the people that was going out of Trump's office trying to help him turn over the election.
I was going to say that they was begging Trump for a pardon. Look what they get.
Why you begging for a pardon?
Yeah, they got the wrong person. They better turn.
Did he pardon them?
Huh?
Did Trump pardon them?
No, I guess not if they were still talking about it. And even if he did, it's not going to save them.
Yeah, these people are wicked and corrupt, just like this chapter is describing.
Yes, indeed.
Most I said, I laid it stand for you, and you are also taken. The fight is already in. The fight is already fixed. And you are not aware. You are found and also caught because you have fought against Yah. Why are they fighting against the Most High? The arm's too short. Yah has opened his armory. What is Yah's armory? See, these nations think they got armor, nuclear weapons, biochemical warfare, laser. Your weapons can't compare to Yah's weapons. Yah's opening up his armory and has brought out the weapons of his indignation. How are you going to deal with that? He said, Yah has a work to do in the land of the Chaldeans. Come against them from the farthest border.
Yeah, pluck them out. Pluck you up. One by one, if you have to. Messing with Yah, they can't deal with. I certainly feel like, you know, with these studies, all that we be reading, and for the ones that come along and don't stay or go on and decide to keep on doing what they're doing is beyond me, because reading it and getting the understanding of what y'all is saying is enough to keep me straight every single day. I don't understand how these people just carrying on the way they do as the ones that got to me. Can get the study and understand it. I really don't. It baffles me. Pray that y'all keep me, you know, that's my strength every day, y'all.
Praise y'all. And what really stands out to me is that we hear Ima Hadura crying out for us to go before y'all and repent and cry out for our fathers and for what we do. And the Most I said, that's what we're going to be doing continually. You're going to be weak when you come out of this, y'all. And those that don't want to join themselves together, Most I said, in those days and at that time, the children of Israel will come. They and the children of Judah together, they will go on their way weeping and will seek Yah the Elohim. They will inquire concerning Zion, and their face will be turned towards it, saying, come. And do what? We've been telling them, join ourselves. Join yourselves. Gather yourselves, Israel. So, yeah, let's do it before he comes. Seek him now. That's why we have that block, this block talk show. We're seeking Yah. We ain't waiting for the time he brings all this disaster and destruction to start seeking him then. No, we're seeking Yah right now.
That's right.
And we want to be in that everlasting. How long is that covenant?
Forever, never, and ever.
And ever and ever.
And beyond. But Yasu.
Yes.
You still there? You see a 757 number on your list?
No. No.
All right. My daughter said she might join the show.
Who said that?
My daughter.
Okay.
Javier.
Okay. Well,
I guess you got time.
If you're ready, Cottrell, we're ready to move
yes,
on
sir.
To the song.
No doubt. Got another composer, Psalm 50. This is a song by Asaph. Did that name sound familiar to y'all?
Yep.
Asaph?
Yeah.
Nope. Asaph. How about if I said Asaph's Fables?
Mm-mm.
You never heard of Asaph's Fables?
Mm-mm. It's familiar, the name.
Huh?
Yes, I'm familiar with Asaph's Fables. Yes.
You never, Sister Avia, you never heard of Asaph's Fables?
Not really. I sort of remember the sound of it, but I'm not quite sure, no.
That's a children's book that the author Asaph made, and he would always have he would always tell a story, and then he would have a conclusion to the story.
Right? Oh, no. I didn't hear that.
It's a children's book. You should check it out.
Okay.
But anyway.
Well, do.
Yes. If you got children, they will thoroughly enjoy it. Kind of like Peter and the Wolf. But anyway, we give thanks and praise to the Holy One of Israel for our ancient fathers who have wisdom, knowledge, and understanding, and whose heart was set on Yah to the degree that they made songs to him. Our brother Asaph is one of them. I don't know what tribe he comes from, but his psalm is number 50. Praise Yah.
Praise Yah.
The mighty one, Elohim, Yah speaks. Oh, and when Yah speaks, you better listen. And calls the earth from sunrise to sunset. So every day, Yah speaks to the earth. We just don't hear his voice. Out of Zion, the perfection of beauty, Elohim shines out. Well, we know Zion is on Yah's mind, that's for sure. Anytime Yah looks at the earth, he's making sure his focus is on Zion. Our Elohim comes and does not keep silent. Oh, that day is going to be something else. So he starts speaking. A fire devours before him. Wasn't we just reading about that? It is very stormy around him. He calls to the heavens above and the earth that he may judge his people. Oh, he's going to judge us first, Israel. We read about the judgment of everybody else, but Yah's coming to judge us first. And guess what? He says, gather my saints together to me. Are we supposed to be gathering Yah's people for this day that's coming? So I think we're on the right path. Right? We're on the right path, right? And the website is Yah Will Gather US. But he's telling us to gather his people because he's going to judge us. We ain't got to worry about all the people on Facebook going off. We're going to gather Yah's people, no matter who you are. You at church, you in the mosque, you down with Hare Krishna, LGBTQ. Y'all going to gather his saints that he may judge his people, those who have made a covenant with me by sacrifice. A little boogie day. Babylon, China.
Yeah, so you should put me on mute so he can get through this, because these two people over here probably keep running through here.
You know how to mute your phone?
But if I mute, I can't hear y'all.
Oh, okay.
Or your
phone. All right. So our Elohim comes and does not keep silent. A fire devours before him. It is very stormy around him. He calls to the heaven above and the earth that he may judge his people. Gather my saints together to me, a command, those who have made a covenant with me by sacrifice. And he ain't talking about bulls and sheep and goats. The heaven shall declare his righteousness, But Elohim himself, not us, not me, not you, will judge. Who's he going to judge? Hear my people. He's judging his people, and I will speak. Is Israel listening to what Yah has to say? Israel, y'all listening? I will testify against you. I am God, your God. I do not rebuke you for your sacrifices. Your burnt offerings are continually before me. I have no need for a bull from your stall, nor male goats from your pens. For every animal of the forest is mine, and the livestock on 1,000 hills. I know all the birds on the mountain. The wild animals of the field are mine. If I were hungry, Israel, I wouldn't tell you, for the world is mine and all that's in it. Will I eat the meat of a bull or drink the blood of goats? Offer to Elohim the sacrifice of thanksgiving. Pay your vows to the Most High. Call on me in a day of trouble. I will deliver you, and you will honor me. That's the code right there. Pay your vows. Honor Yah with thanksgiving. You don't need to bring up no bulls, no offerings, no sacrifices, which people try to do today. He's saying, I don't need that. Matter of fact, if I was hungry, I wouldn't even tell you. Because I own everything. I know everything. Every animal in the wild, I know them by name. Offer to Elohim the sacrifice of thanksgiving. Pay your vows to the Most High. Call on me in a day of trouble. Are we in a day of trouble? Oh, yeah. You didn't know. We are. I will deliver you. And will, you will honor me. When Yah deliver us, it's going to be a great honor to him. But to the wicked Israel, he's not talking to the world. We just read about the world. We read about Babylon. Most of us focused on us. You wicked Israel, Elohim says, what right do you have to declare my statutes that you have taken my covenant on your lips? Uh-oh. Sounds like the leaders of Israel in trouble who don't know Yah's plan. Right? What right do you have to declare my statutes? Because that's what we argue about. We're doing the law, the law, the law, the law. Okay, you're arguing about the statutes, trying to declare them. You've taken my covenant on your lips. Since you hate instruction, this line should be full of every Israelite that knows they're Israelite. Because what do? We study the book from Genesis to Malachi. And if you think you know it, you've mastered it, well, I don't know. When you saw a thief, you consented with them. Who's the thief? Babylon is the thief, right? They've robbed everybody, haven't they? And have participated with adulteries, because that's what Babylon do. I can never understand why people were so caught up with soap operas where they practice adultery. They don't even know who the child is because the woman is running around sleeping with somebody else. You give your mouth to evil.
Was she on Jerry Springer with Margaret Paulbridge or what? What's going on?
I'm talking about the soap operas, man. I don't know why they call them soap operas, because they ain't too clean.
No.
One life to live as the world turned. Oh, I got to see my show. I'm missing my show. That's your show? I'm missing my program. As the world turned, all my children, General Hospital. And I peeped in on some of these things like, damn, this dude don't know who the baby is. Is she hiding? She done crazy stuff in them soap operas. Am I right or wrong? I don't know. Wife swapping, open marriages. That's what Babylon promotes.
Margaret Paulbridge has exposed a lot of sisters for their lives in. A lot of men.
I seen an episode of Margaret Paulbridge, right? This sister brought at least 12 of the tribes of Israel on there, 12 brothers. Not one of them. Not one. And she swore up and down. The baby looked like all of them. And she went off with the last one, hollering and screaming like she did with all the rest of them. I'm like, damn, how many people were you sleeping when you got pregnant?
She ran back to the green room and fell on that couch.
Oh, you know how they do.
Yeah.
Everything flying in the air. Oh, but she was so bold-faced to declare that this man, he is the man. I'm sure he's the man. Nope. You are not the father. See, I told you. Right? That's how I go.
Yeah, the dude got to do it.
But I mean, Babylon taught us these ways, right? They took the codes that Yah gave us away from us, right? So we're in astonishment and a wonder in the eyes of all these people. But behind closed door, they do the same thing too. Because that's where we got it from. But most of us focused on Israel, because Israel gives their mouth to evil, fool's book, and your tongue frames deceit. The church, the mosque, anybody out there is not teaching Yah's plan, Yah's word, Yah's codes, your tongue is framing deceit. You sit and speak against your brother all day long on Facebook. That's all we do. We got bigger and greater enemies to conquer, but we choose to, you know, take the easy fight. We talk against our brothers and our sisters, right? You slander your own mother's son. Who does that? Ain't family supposed to be tight?
Yeah.
I never slander my brother, ever. My big brother, no matter what fight I had in my house with him, when we outside, it's me and him against everybody. You understand? My sister, she got in a fight with people. Boom, it's me and you, Adina. We got to fight these people. But inside the crib, our fights, hey, that's something else. But right. I'll never let you be out there on your own outside my house. Right. But that's how we do as a people, because we are brothers and sisters. That's what we call each other, right? My brother, my sister. But you slander your own mother's son. Right? Our mother, Sarah, Rachel's crying, Leah. And they're watching us slander one another. Yeah, we got the buzz boys at Mount Vernon. Most I said, we have done these things. And I kept silent. And most I hasn't said anything to us. He's just watching us. And in our minds, he says, you thought I was just like one of you. That's why we judge each other. Who's the judge, Yamsu?
The Most High.
That's right. So we think we could judge one another because we think the Most High is just like us. Okay. He said, I will rebuke you. And rebuke is good because he's making correction. He didn't say he would destroy us, but a wise man receives rebuke and accuse you in front of your eyes. I'm going to let you know I know the evil that you've done, even though you're trying to hide it from me, right? Now consider this, you forget Elohim, if I tear you into pieces, and there be none to deliver you. Whoever offers a sacrifice of thanksgiving glorifies me and prepares his way so that I will show Elohim salvation to him. Isn't that all we're looking for? The salvation from the Most High? And what is he asking us to offer him? Offerings of thanksgiving. Glorify him, right? And don't forget him, because he's going to tear you in pieces. How many of our people have forgotten the Most High, the God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob? And what he say he's going to do to them? So we got a job to do, waking up our people, because most of our people don't know the God of their fathers, the God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob. And he's about to judge us. And he said for us to consider it. Let's consider, let's stop to think. Most High has been rebuking us, telling us what we've done wrong and how off we are with his codes. He said, if you don't consider, you forget your Elohim, I will tear you in pieces and there will be none to deliver. In other words, I brought you in this world and I will take you out. Yeah, officially. Praise God.
Praise
you. Nice presentation. Yep.
So I'll take this opportunity to give thanks and praise and glorify Yah, giving him thanks for my life and the life for my Israelite brothers and sisters, because we are family, Judah and Israel together. We are one. And we're going to come out of here crying. Prepare yourself. And Iman, our door's trying to prepare the way. Can I let us know? Mm-hmm. And people are ignoring her and... But she's going to have the last day. I try to tell y'all. Y'all ain't listen. And all they had to do was read and study along with us. So most people in their own mind have forgotten Yah. They don't want to hear his words. But Yah is speaking, and we're obligated to listen. So that's why we're here every night on the Real Talk. What is the name of this show? Real Talk of Real People. That's senior moment.
What's the name of the show? Oh, I'm going to tell you like you told me. Write it down.
Praise God for the real.
Praise God.
Talk.
All right. Let me
do the show. So we can discuss this word.
Yeah. All right, y'all. Any commentary on what Cartier just studied?
I wanted to say real quick, when y'all was talking about the baby mamas and baby daddies, there
right.
was a saying that they would say, and it would go like, mama's baby,
daddy's baby.
Yeah,
I remember that.
Yeah.
I remember that back in the day.
And that's a whole lot still going on. That's the same to today. But anyway, I want to give my thanks and glory to Yah for another day for all of us that he gave, giving us all breath to carry on and continue into this evening for another session. And I thank Yah for the food, the roof over my head, the clothes on my back, and not only mine, for y'all too. I thank God for my past. Pray that he continues to bless us all with the future. And I love you all, and shalom, and good night.
Thank you, Sister Abigail. I want to give thanksgiving and praise to the Most High for the opportunity to have my soul restored for his name's sake, to go back to the land if that's possible. The opportunity my iniquities to be forgiven by the Most High. Opportunity to turn to the Most High with my brothers and sisters to get it right according to the Most High, cry after him. An opportunity to unite and gather ourselves together and to do what I can, when I can, however I can, with those I can. I'd like to thank the Most High for the air I breathe, food I eat, the camaraderie between us on this study show. Because we understand what the Most High is in many regards. And the opportunity for others to get it. So we continue moving forward under the auspices of the Most High. Praise and bless his holy name. Amen.
Hello. Surely y'all got some praise out there, Sister Hoovy. Come on, Brother Contreras.
I was the first one to give praise, Sister Avia. I'm waiting for Sister Yehudi.
Oh,
okay.
Yes. Of course, as always, I'm humble, just listening today. And we're looking forward for Monday. And I thank the Most High in his name. Hallelujah.
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 Praise y'all. Y'all, we're going to get ready to get out of here. But we pray Monday that some of you or some new you come to study us. Come to learn about the God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob. Come to learn from your brothers and sisters, not from your oppressors. They're not going to tell you the truth. So stop going there. Trust in the Most High in all your ways. Let him be your rock. Let him be the wings and the pinions you have beneath under his wings. And him be your buckler, your shield, your high tower. Trust in the Most High in all your ways. Stop trusting men. Trust the Most High and rely on him in every aspect of your life. As a matter of fact, we suggest you get a heart like King David. If it's good enough for King David, it should be good enough for you. Ask the Most High in prayer and continue to study. Continue to burn the midnight oil. Don't just come on and study. And not only that, apply in your lives what you study. Studying alone is good, but application is far more better. We love you. May the Most High bless you. Shalom and good night. Y'all want to say shalom and good night to the people?
Stay safe,
yes,
and stay prayed up, and good night and shalom.
Good night, family. We love you. May the Most High bless and be with you. Have a good weekend. Shalom and good
Thank
night.
You. Thank you. Shalom. Okay, I'm going to get Sister Hootie. I guess she was trying to bore me.
Hello.
I said, I guess you were trying to bore me.
Shalom, shalom.
We love y'all. Shalom. Good night.